Welcome to Up on Taconic, a reoccurring podcast that explores the world of Taconic High School from students, staff, school programs, and all of the great things that happen here each day. And welcome to Up on Taconic. I am your host for today's episode, Reed. Today we are joined by our audio engineers of the show, Hera.
Hello, I'm Hera.
And Oliver.
Hi.
Today we are going to be talking about their experiences with concerts. I'm quite curious to hear this because I've only been to one concert my entire life. So I'm quite curious about this question. First question, what got you into the local music scene?
When I was growing up, my mom and my dad were both like really into like the alternative scene. So I just kind of grew up around it. And when my dad was my age, he like did the same thing, going to local concerts. He even had his own band at one point. And I don't know. I just think it's really fun doing it with my friends.
Sounds fun. What about you, Oliver?
I would probably say my brother. He's in a bunch of bands. He's a lot older than me. So,
is there any bands? Is it just like local bands?
It's local bands, yeah.
All right.
He took me to my first ever local show. Which I got to see his band, and I really loved the atmosphere of it and all the people and the music, and it just kept me always coming back for more.
Well, that sounds like a great experience. I've never really been to a local concert, but I'm quite curious to go to one, so maybe one day I will go. Who knows? Next question. Name one of your favorite memories of one of the concerts you've been to.
One of my favorite memories is when I saw a band from Texas called Jockey, and I think the performance was really good. It was spot on, and even after they were done, I got a vinyl of theirs, and I got it signed by the lead singer, Jonah, and yeah.
That sounds really fun. What about you, Oliver?
My favorite memory from a show is probably last Friday when me and Hera saw a band from Pennsylvania called Amora. And after they were done, I was, like, super enthusiastic during their set, and I loved it. So after they were done, their guitarist walked up to me and my friends and handed us all set lists and then asked if we wanted pictures with the band, and they signed our set lists and stuff. It was really awesome.
That sounds really fun. We are going to be right back after this break. Asking some questions to Hera and Oliver's experience at live shows. We just finished up a few more questions, so we're going on to question three. I'm really quite curious to also know this. Have you ever been in a mosh pit?
Yes, actually quite a few times. During one of the local shows, I actually like brought Ollie into the pit with me, like I was dragging him.
She like grabbed my arm and shoved me into the pit with her.
And like when I was like throwing my hands around, I ended up losing all of my press-on nails, and I had to wait until after that band was done so I could go and like pick them up individually off the floor. They're so silly.
Oh my. And that's the experience you two have had together?
Yeah.
That sounds chaotic. All right. What is your top five bands you've seen live? Who wants to start?
I'll start. All right. I'll go from bottom to top. So number five, I would say Arms Like Roses. Number four, I would say Jockey. Number three, I would say Pierce the Veil. Number two, I would probably say When the Time Comes. And number one, I would say Amora.
What about you, Hera?
My first favorite would be Bring Me the Horizon. Second would be Amora. Third, Fall Out Boy. Fourth, Jockey. And my fifth, Radical Joy.
Oh, yeah. I low-key forgot about Radical Joy.
Hmm. I went to go see Star Set last year, and they had a really good performance. It was like an immersive experience. I would highly recommend it to anybody. It was a great show. There was like a lot of story to it. It was different compared to what I thought it would be. Well, I want to thank Hera and Oliver for taking the time out of their busy day to join us and talk about the program. Thanks to our listeners for tuning in on WTBR, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. If you have any questions for us, please feel free to email us at TaconicTV@pittsfield.net. We hope you'll join us next time for Up on Taconic. Up on Taconic has been a production of Taconic TV and podcast produced at the Taconic Studios in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. And this week featured students from the Taconic TV program. The show was produced using state-of-the-art Rode podcasting equipment and was taped in April of 2025.